Welcome to my art update podcast thingy. I am recording this now for the second time because the audio device I'm using is a piece of crap. Yes, it is a piece of crap. And the first recording, it was making noises like it was clipping. Even though I had the gain turned all the way down, it just sometimes when it's plugged in for too long and the computer has reset itself a couple times, it gets it just behaves oddly, and I have to unplug the audio device and plug it back in. And I didn't do that because I thought it was fine, but yeah, it was just oversensitive. So then I swapped it over, cranked up the gain again, and that's that. So here we are again, but not again for you, only again for me. This is update number 104. I don't have a title for this yet. Why don't we call it Gain and Regain? No, it's I don't know. I'll have a title on it by the time you see it in the update feed. This is a update recording for those people who are interested in what is going on for me, Andrew Woolner, artistically, in my life. And if you don't know who I am, then this might be less interesting, but of course you're absolutely allowed to listen because I am releasing this publicly. In fact, I don't think anybody's listening because I've been asking for months now that if you are listening, to drop me a line just so I know I'm not shouting into the void, and nobody has. So it looks like I'm shouting into the void. Anyway, you will notice, the zero people who are listening to this, will notice I did not drop an update at the end of last week. Basically, everybody has been home, which has not given me any privacy to record. I like to record with a little bit of privacy. I like to be able to be loud, for one thing. And also I like being able to say things that I normally might not say, talk about with my family. They don't like if I complain too much. So I find that I can't talk about the bumps in the road the way I can with you. You being apparently myself, though the single listener. If this is the first time you're popping into this podcast, then I suggest, if you want to know what's going on and not be completely confused, listen to updates 1, 2, 52, and 98. Those are the sort of the recap episodes of my life and then sort of years in review. And that'll sort of bring you up to speed about everything that's happened since, I don't know, 2003 or so. Anyway, moving on, just doing some quick updates for this week. The only really big update I have is Interference. We worked on creating more environments this week. I had a bit of back and forth with there's sort of two main creators on the project, aside like who originated the project and have created a script that we're ostensibly working from, although I'm trying to encourage them to throw it out the window because it's too dialogue heavy. Like, everything happens in the dialogue, and that for multilingual multimedia production, that just it's not going to work. So we have to sort of identify what exactly is necessary in there. But So I had some back and forth with them this week because they're both back in rehearsal with us to some degree. And what we'll do is I think we'll continue working this week, but we came up with some new environments after discussing things like the use of projection. The collaborator in Paris thinks projection looks cheesy, and I'm in agreement with him. And he wrote this manifesto about how we should only use projection for the characters who are sort of beaming in remotely. But I'm actually thinking more and more that we shouldn't beam the characters in remotely. I can't think of a way of doing it that makes it look good. And I think it at the moment it looks cheesy. So unless I come up with a better idea for that. But I agree with him in the sense that I think projection needs to be used intentionally. It's too easy to be lazy and just sort of use it as a background. For instance, in the Jekyll and Hyde show we did last year, 2 years ago, the showcase, not the final show, in the final scene, I asked an intern just to source some images. And so they look very clip-arty, right, compared to some of the other stuff that we very intentionally created. And so that's just it. But that was a showcase. I would never have used those final images in the final production if we had gone in that direction, which we didn't. So anyway, that was a discussion that was had this past week. And yeah, I'm looking forward. I go into rehearsal again tomorrow morning and we'll see what happens. What else? So Anxiety Project. My last update, I said I needed to contact Davian about finding a way to get the money transferred here. So we are now in contact about that and we're going back and forth and it looks like things will happen on that front soon, which is good because I need to start, there's some key things I'd like to start paying for, not least of which is a second projector, because I'm really thinking, especially with two shows sharing the space, we're going to need two projectors so we can cover all the angles and projection surfaces that we want to cover. So there's that. Yeah. Yesterday project, not much forward momentum on that. I've been back and forth with Keiko, just giving her updates, but I can't do the budget until we get the studio time priced out. And Mayuko hasn't done that yet. So I'm waiting on that so I can do the budget and then move forward on that project. Other money stuff. I basically borrowed money from family to pay off my health insurance and pension things. I had to pay off back health insurance and back pension for reasons I explained in an earlier episode. Basically, I made a few thousand yen too much, like 100, $200 too much 2 years ago. And so I got kicked off my wife's company's health insurance. And that means, and pension. So that means they made me pay from April last year. So yes, had to borrow money to do that because it was about $4,000. It was about $4,000. So had to do that. Probably could have waited it out, let them send me demand letters and things like that. But I really, 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 I needed to get that clear in order to just get it off my burner, the front burner. Because it was just the piles of paper of the bills were just sitting on my desk and it was stressing me out. So I've dealt with that. But now I'm kind of in hawk for that. But at least that payment is not, because it's from family, is not pending immediately and won't carry any interest charges or nasty letters from the government. What else? I think that's it. That's pretty much it for this week. I will. You may have noticed, as I said, I missed the end of last week's recording. I'll try to do a recording at the end of this week, provided everybody is healthy and nobody's home in the house so I can record. And I'll have more updates for you then, because this is how this works. Andrew out.